Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Monday, August 25th, 2025. Welcome to episode 282 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Yes, it's another backdated episode. I really wanted to do one more Meta Monday this year. It's gonna be a long one, so here goes. First of all, happy belated birthday to Steve, Nutty, and Melissa, and happy anniversary to Paul and Darcy. Miss Melissa, your mermaid minutes continue to be awesomely creative and entertaining. The one about being inadvertently made chair of the Sea Committee by not attending a meeting made me smile. It also made me think of a refrain for a potential future Filk song. Sea Committee. Sea Committee. Of course, coming up with that concept is the easy part. I'm no Alan Menken, but maybe someday if I'm feeling poetic, I'll try to come up with the rest of the lyrics. Also, the episode regarding funeral rites, that was so creative and beautiful. Out of curiosity, do your mermaids have longer natural lifespans than humans? Shorter ones? I wonder if Maymay knows about the Disney version of The Little Mermaid, and if so, I wonder how old she was at the time it came out. I was only 3, and what she thinks of it. Probably she doesn't think very highly of it, considering her thoughts on mermaid mascots. But I might be wrong. Mark, I really enjoyed your episode about preparing an introductory session of D&D under the 2024 rules. You're a good DM and the world needs more like you. Also, it made me realize I don't recall actually explaining what my cosplay character Orana's deal is on this podcast. So I feel like I should explain it. The out-of-universe version is, she was my main active D&D player character from 2020 to 2024, and now she's one of the main characters of my active fanfic project, which is a continuation of that campaign, which ended in what we could all see was going to be a TPK, so we mutually agreed to call it a night, before it officially became one. The in-universe version is, she's an Azamar sorcerer who was born into a human family and became part of a party of 5 adventurers who were tricked by a mysterious wanderer named Aragol into an adventure in the mist-shrouded land of Barovia. As they lay dying at the end of their last battle, Orana and her friend Belindra were told by the Lord of the Land that they would make lovely brides. And in my own imagination, at least, that's what they ended up becoming. My fanfic is all about their further adventures as vampire spawn. And I can definitely relate to what you were saying about writing an epic fantasy novel. In that fanfic writing project, I'm mostly focused on what that world can be, and what are the logical consequences of the actions we took in the campaign. Chuck, was that Scott Tyler you were talking to about Meshtastic? Because he was the DM of the aforementioned campaign. Scott, if you're listening to this, I am forever grateful to you for everything you did and continue to do as a DM. Craig, I had no idea you had such good writing chops. I'm really enjoying the noir murder mystery story. Marv, I can relate to your struggles as a district leader. Incidentally, this past Saturday morning, I agreed to co-lead a club officer training, and in doing so, I accidentally stumbled upon the official Toastmasters virtual guest packet. I feel so silly that I had no idea there was an official virtual guest packet until I'd stumbled upon it on Saturday. I'll put a link in the show notes. Also, the Google Wallet thing works really well for QR codes, but if you want a paper version too, FedEx John can absolutely help you out. I think at least 4 of the 5 main DragonCon hotels have their own FedEx office stores. I'm not 100% sure that the hotel formerly known as Sheraton does, but I do know all the other ones do. Okay, that's it for now. I will come up with a Tuesday episode too. Don't know what it'll be about, but I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.